Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The 2018 Lakota Nation Invitational kicks off today in Rapid City. SDPB's China Lockett reports live from the event this Friday on In the Moment. The Lakota Nation Invitational is in its 42nd year, where top athletes compete in basketball, wrestling, cheerleading, and other competitions. LNI also features Lakota language, academic, and knowledge bowls, along with the hand games tournament, art shows, storytelling, and business competitions. Today, we're going to look a little bit at the Lakota-style hand games portion of LNI. We're joined by Minnie Luzahan, Akola Kichiapi Ambassadors Whitney Rencounter and Karen Mortimer, and they are with us in SDPB's Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio. Karen, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you so much, Lori. We're just delighted to be with you today. We have another guest that I slid in under the carpet.
Yeah, I was gonna get to Julie. Wanted to say hello to you first. Whitney, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Hey, good morning. Good to be back.
We also have with us Julie Jensen from Visit Rapid City. Julie, hey, thanks for coming back.
Hi, it's good to hear from you.
Whitney, let's start with you and tell us a little bit, to put context into this, what Lakota-style hand games are for folks who don't know.
Well, Lakota-style hand games are a type of traditional game that have been around for centuries, you know, in this country. And historically, our ancestors would utilize this game, teach this game, and practice this game amongst between tribes across the region. And there's already stories being told that historically, when some tribes would come kind of to the northern plains and want to utilize the Black Hills area, for instance, for hunting or such, and they came up against another tribe, instead of resorting to warfare, you know, they would utilize games such as hand games or moccasin games. And so this is a game that, you know, to decide the fate of who gets to utilize that land. Yeah. And so it's a game that really has now become very popular amongst all people. So all the powwows that go on across the nation, a lot of times it's accompanied with a big hand game tournament with a lot of prize money incorporated with that. And there's many different variances of it, but since we're partnering with the Lakota Nation Invitational, we utilize the style that they use during this tournament. So it's a traditional game of guess. It's a game of skill. It's a game of utilizing your different senses within yourself as you get to know and play this game. So, but we're very excited to include people of Rapid City, the different businesses, and people to help come down and learn more about it to participate in the Lakota Nation Invitational.
Karen, tell us a little bit about the corporate challenge.
It's so exciting. We started this last year. Our goal was to bring Rapid City into the LNI, to have people from our community come in and appreciate all the excitement, the culture, the just the real humanity that happens within those walls. So the hand games are just an amazing way to do that. Whitney and Julie and I and Jim Skull and other partner in our work decided we would set up a hand games for business and civic groups in Rapid City. Last year we brought in 8 teams. It's kind of a pay to play, so people pay to compete, and then all those funds go back to the LNI. People just had so much fun last year, and the students came and taught the people how to play. And this year, we've moved it up to 17 teams.
Wow. How did you get from to more than double the participation?
You know, we almost didn't even have to ask. People have been asking us. We had to kind of close it down, although we're going to see if we can raise it to more next year. people are just so interested and have great curiosity, and it's a great, great way to meet people. So it's truly bridging cultures.
Right. Julie, if you could talk a little bit about that and expand on it from the Visit Rapid City perspective, LNI overall, you know, 42 years of this invitational, talk about bridging cultures and really what it means to the entire community.
Well, it's an incredible experience for the business community and local residents to understand just how important this is to not only our economic impact survival, but the cultural impact. It's huge. And LNI, there was a time when tensions were not we're great right now in Rapid City between the natives and non-natives. And about 3 years ago, kind of being led by Mayor Allender at the time, he said, let's quit this. Let's really show our gratitude for this fabulous tournament coming to Rapid City. So we started 3 years ago with a fabulous red carpet welcome, where we have business leaders and civic leaders lining a red carpet at the Civic Center. The police department and the county sheriff and the highway patrol meet the buses as they come into Rapid City, and they give them an escorted, lights included, lead into the city, and those kids get off those buses, and they are high-fived all the way down the line, and it just makes everybody, not only the students that are being welcomed, but the business community, get so excited about this event.
Mm. Whitney, how long have you been connected to LNI in various ways?
Well, I think for me, it's in the 90s when I was a Crow Creek chieftain at Stavant, South Dakota. I would always travel out when I was a elementary to middle school student, and our teams were pretty good back in those days. And I remember one time we won the championship, or played in the championship a few times, and the basketball tournaments. And so, I've been a participant for many years through the basketball tournament, and then through the LNI when I became a teacher right out of college for a couple of years. And then coming out and being part of the Ate Api program, a youth mentoring program in Rapid City. Every year we put over a dozen teams into the tournament to play in the youth tournament from elementary, middle school through high school. And so, being involved in that way has really prompted passion to as being involved as an incoming chairman for Visit Rapid City and a spokesperson for MOA, being connected in these ways has really prompted my passion to want people to get in our community to be more involved. And so that's kind of why the challenge of the hand games, I figured that was a perfect way to connect individuals in our community to see the hand games, where there's 50 teams playing and at one time, and then our teams getting in the community, learning how to play it. It just kind of connects them and they get to experience it rather than just being an outsider viewing the tournament.
Right. We spoke, Whitney, a few minutes ago with another guest who talked about authenticity. And when I think of that word, I think of you and just how you have found a way to live your life every day true to who you really are. And I'm wondering if you could speak about that a little bit, as far, because that's not an easy thing to do. It's pretty easy to get knocked off a path when you're criticized or when things are difficult or you face a challenge that just seems overwhelming. And I'm not saying that you never have a bad day.
Sure.
But tell us a little bit where that comes from, where your grounding comes from personally.
Yeah, absolutely. For me, it's growing up on a reservation, and the experiences between non-natives and natives, really, there's very little growth. It's like we stay divided, the towns and the cities that are by the reservation, and it's just there's no really positive growth taking place. And so for me, I had to kind of come back as these leadership roles have really presented themselves, in my work. I had to go back and realize when I was my first experience in Rapid City was when my mother and I had to relocate from the reservation to Rapid City because my mother was in a domestic relationship. And so we had to live in the Wavy Women's Shelter when I was a little boy. And so that was my first experience to Rapid City. And thinking back to that time as a young Dakota child in the city of Rapid City, everything just seems so big and in terms of overwhelming. It's culture shock. You don't know where you fit in. You don't know how to live in this city. And so with support and being part of this city, learning and the Wavy experience for my family, it got us back into finding a home and getting involved in the school system. And then so these experiences I carry with me every day. And so I see myself as these little kids, that the children that come to LNI or the children that are working and living in our city and the school systems. I kind of see myself as one of them. And I tell myself, what would I want if I was their age? Who can I look to help support me and pave that path? And so for me, it is real. it is something that I have I've had to overcome many, many layers of obstacles to really earn the place that I have in the city here. And I do not take that lightly. It's like I get up every day and take care of our family, my wife and I, and then just show up to these meetings and show up with a voice to help build bridges. And so that's where that authenticity comes from. Mm,
thank you so much for that. Karen, there's so much to talk about the corporate challenge and L&I in general, but it boils down to these individual relationships, doesn't it? So talk to me a little bit about your relationship with Whitney and how it sort of changed you, because I know just knowing him the little bit that I do, it's changed how I see the world.
Yeah, I met Whitney, I think, 4 years ago, and the very beginning of this work. And Whitney and Stephen Yellowhawk and I used to go to breakfast. We used to go to breakfast up on North Rapid, where Whitney and Stephen wanted me to meet them. And we started out just by talking about who we were and what we wanted for the city. And Whitney is one of the most authentic and he's so real and so passionate and stays in his lane. He knows how to do this work. And he has taught me so many things. I've stumbled over myself countless times, culturally, relationship-wise. And now I consider Whitney one of my closest friends. Hmm. It's way beyond being an MOA ambassador. I get teary thinking about it because he's really special. Yeah. And as is his family. So
here's one of the things
I am grateful. Relationships do matter.
Yes, it's all about those relationships. And here's one of the things that I do every time Whitney posts on social media, he'll say, good morning, non-racist, in one form or another. And every time before I hit like, I think, am I ready to commit to this today? Am I ready to say, yes, this is how I'm, what does that mean for me in my job? So sometimes, Whitney, it's just little things that you say online and face-to-face with people that make them think and say, is every word and action that I do today going to live up to this standard? And how do I ensure that? So thank you so much for being here with us today. Thank you for the work that you're doing with the MOA. And Karen, thank you. Julie, thank you as well. Enjoy the Lakota Nation Invitational. I can't wait to come out and experience it in person someday.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lori. We just so appreciate your help and support. So we're excited. It's going to be a great week.